Norbury Creek Farm this time around. Good. How are the eggs going, Cheryl?
Awesome. Awesome. And we have lots of eggs.
What's your prep time to get ready for a market like this one, then?
Oh, a day and a morning. A whole day and a morning.
I think people are finding eggs more than anything. I notice people coming in the parking lot, the same thing. How do you know you have enough eggs when you get to the market, then?
You guess. You guess. I generally figure 100 for the Cranbrook Market, and sometimes I sell them all, sometimes I don't.
A little bit of the history of Norbury Creek Farm. Have you been around a long time? Is it a family outfit then?
We've been doing this for 8 years. Juana's been helping me for 5. I've lived in Bull River my whole life, since I was 11. A long time.
How many chickens do you have, layers?
Too many.
Because you have to supply so many when you get here.
Yeah, and they're in demand all year round, the eggs, yeah.
Is all the produce that you have here, is this coming from your own farm then?
Absolutely. All the lettuce, all the potatoes, strawberries, rhubarb, everything. Everything's from the farm.
How's did the wet June work out for you?
It's been good. The cold, the things that don't like cold are finally coming because it's warmed up. But everything that likes cold, the peas, the lettuce, the greens, they're loving it. So,
where can people find you when they're not at the farmer's market? Or do you like people coming to your house?
No, we love people to come to the farm. That's my preference, is people come to the farm. So we're out in Bull River, between the fish hatchery and Norbury Provincial Park.
Good. Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you.